There are two inyanim, two nekudas in this week's parasha that come together that I think are important to speak about. And that's simcha. Can't tell exactly what that is. It's not necessarily what we are all accustomed to think it is. And the inyan of bikurim and hakara zatayim. You see, in this parasha there's a specific hadgasha on simcha, right? Havaz Bikurim, the end of the parasha of Havaz Bikurim, says V'somachto b'chol ha'toiv she'nosa l'cho Hashem elokecha. The Havaz Bikurim brings out in a person this feeling, this puts him on a darga where he can attain this level of the somachto b'chol ha'toiv she'nosa l'cho Hashem elokecha. Whether it's going in everything b'chloliest or Rachaim HaKadosh, famous Rachaim HaKadosh, it's going on Torah, the Mesikos of Torah is something which there's no greater simcha. Okay. It's one of these things, anything is a song about, people know today. So there's a song about those words that are Arachayim HaKadosh. So that's how people know that are Arachayim HaKadosh. But Al-Kopanim, through Bikurim, you come to a level of the Samachta B'cholatay. Now on the flip side, in the Teichacha, Perchav Chesav, and Pasuk Mem Zayin, Tachas Hashem Eloi, Avadatas Hashem Eloi, it's giving the whole Teichacha, and why is it? What brings it about? I understand. Let's take the Breslover as mitzvah gedayla liyes b'simcha. I understand their positive attributes. That's very chashuv inyan to be b'simcha. But the whole list of klolos and the whole toichacha, tachas hashaloi avadatos Hashem ulikecha b'simcha, that does need a certain of a hesber. It's coming to teach us something. And what does it mean? So there's the Shlach HaKadosh, Nasar Mamoros, Gimel Kuf Pedalit. So he writes the following. Eved HaNeman, in physical terms, a real Eved, it's a regular, an Eved in an Odin relationship, Ha'isa called Tzarchei Rabbi, who does everything, you know, for the Odin, Yesh Ba'avidosa Gamkein, by means of what he does, in physical, it's a physical thing, there's an Eved, there's an Odin, he does physical things. Yesh gam kein tfisas yad b'rabbi. The etzem taich mahus of what avdus is gives that a physical connection between the eved and the rabbi. He gives an example: malbisha, iman iloi, v'kayoytze be'elo. Now that's only shayach from a physical eved to a physical other, right? V'zein shayach b'avidoseinu lo yizbar. We're avdei Hashem. It's not shaykh that. Ki hu yizbarach ruchni, tachlis haruchni, is nela me'ein koil. Af malachi ashar shayalim ayei mekayim kevaydei. Right, so we have no musik in that. We have no, there's no achiza in the Rabbeinu Shalom. Right, and yet an evid and an odin, an integral part of that is to fuse that relationship where you are, the evid is kosher to the odin. How does that manifest itself? Eved Hashem is kosher. It doesn't work. Physical terms obviously doesn't work. Al kein yefshe liyos lanu achiza ba'avoydoseinu ki'im ba'avoydo. He can only be, that's kulei ruchni, right? So the only way that one can establish a kesher with the Rabbeinu Shalom, to be dovu can buckle to the Rabbeinu Shalom, is through ruchni. It's not through physical things where the Eved is there for the yod and every physical. Ki'im ba'avoydo shehi b'leiv al yedei haruchnius hazeh yale hadveikus. That's how you get the dveikus. And not as a job. Valzeh omar hakosuv. And it's because of that that the pasuk says, tachas hashem lo yavavitas Hashem besimcho b'tev leivav. Why? Im lo hoysa ha'avoida b'his oirus ha'leiv u'b'his lahavus ha'simcha la'ovdoi. If you didn't have that his lahavus ha'simcha la'ovdoi, says the Shlach HaKadosh, Bametid Bokavdus. Where's the Dveikus in the Rabbeinu Shalom? So Simcha is the glue. Simcha is part of the Dveikus. You have to know what that means. I would have thought Dveikus means you're Mekayim every mitzvah, you take on every chumra in the book and some that aren't, and you do everything that you're supposed to, if Nimishur is Hadin. That's all good and good. That's all Tov V'Yafeh. He said, that's not the Keshe. The Keshe is Al Yedei the Simcha. What does that mean? And what's the simcha? The simcha is in doing mitzvahs essay. The simcha is in being kai mitzvahs lois essay. Like saying, he quotes like the Chazal of, you don't say, you shouldn't say, yefshi psar chazir, I would want to eat psar chazir, but the Rabbi Nishalei lemasir. That means by fulfilling all of the things that are Rabbi Nishalei. But he says, An integral part of that is the besimcha. And he says even more than that. What does he say? He asks, what do you need? You need the simcha. Yesh kama ponim le'evet besimcha v'liyos chagor v'chol koyche rotzo loymer v'chol kavanosei b'kiyum mitzvah b'kum v'asei shub tzasei, and even in loysa said because of that. Because of that. So the only way you can have it is al yidei ruchnius hazeh yalei yidei tvikus. Al yidei, and for that you need simcha. What simcha again? That the avoida is behis oirus halev u behis lahavus asimcha. It's a new his oirus halev, see what that means? U behis lahavus asimcha. That establishes the kesha. The Hesber is as follows. The Hesber is as follows. Again, we're looking for the kesha. How do you establish this dveikus in the other, right? Avdei Hashem to the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's obviously not shayach in the regular Eved Adonai terms. So he says the mitzvah, and you get to the simcha. It means like this. What's avdus? Avdus is the whole mahus of the Eved is that he's an Eved of the other, right? Whatever he does for the other. Whatever he does for the other. What is Avdei Hashem? How does that manifest itself in Avdei Hashem? Avdei Hashem means, it's not like, you know, you have a few times a week where you have to pay homage to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, where you go, here you have to learn, here you have to daven, here you have to do that. You know, you paid your dues and then you go out and do what you want. Right? It doesn't work like that. That's not an Eved. That's somebody who chooses to do this and chooses to do that. An Eved is the pshat that you're nisbatel to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, meaning you have a deep understanding of the fact that your whole mitzias is here. The whole reason for your bria was only to be over the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Right? The only reason to be that you're here is to be over the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So now, that means every single thing I do, whether it is Ramach Shasa, or whether it's not Ramach Shasa, it's still something to do. Every decision, everything you have to make, what does the Torah say about it? Everything that's a Torah decision is the fact that that's my life. Now, that means anything that I can breathe, that's because of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That I can live, that's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That I can eat, anything I can, it's all the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The whole world, it's just the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Now, if you had somebody who was the greatest benefactor conceivable, right? Benefactor conceivable, and you feel totally devoted and totally misbottled to him, what would be the emotion you would have when you're doing something for him? You'd be thrilled. He's done so much for me. He's done so much for me. It's everything, right? He's everything. That this is what I'm fulfilling. I'm doing what I'm here for. I'm being mekayim everything, my whole existence, validating my existence by doing this for him. What's simcha mean? Simcha, we think simcha means like you go out, you go out, you have a good steak, and you come back. Oh, that was gishmak. Okay, fine. How long does that gishmak last? That's nothing. Simcha is something that you never attain. I once heard a good verse from somebody once years ago. The Declaration of Independence is it? I think I always mix it up. I think it's not the Constitution. It says you're entitled to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Right. So Agav, Derech Agav, they stole this from the British. This nusach, except in the British nusach of it, it's life, liberty, and property. Okay, fine, whatever. So life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Yeshla Dayan. It should say life, liberty, and happiness. Right? It says life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's beautiful. It says, even they understood that their musig of happiness, you're never going to get there. Yesh Leimana writes a Messiah. You're never going to be happy, you're always going to want more. The only thing that they can value in breaking away from the British and having their independence is that they are now free, they'll have life, liberty, they're not slaves to the British anymore, and they'll have pursuit of happiness. You have the freedom to pursue it. You're never going to get there. Right? You're never going to get there. Ain't no such thing. You're never going to get there. There is no such thing. Just pursuit of happiness. Because that's not what... So what does simcha mean? I would say simcha is the emotion that comes out of fulfillment. When I'm mekayim my tachlis, I'm doing what I am here for. I'm getting everything. I'm appreciative of the whole matana that life is, and doing what I am for the Rabbeinu Shalom in appreciation of that life, to show my love for the Rabbeinu Shalom, to show my dveikus, my kesher to the Rabbeinu Shalom. That brings out, that's an emes simcha. I'm overjoyed to do that, because this is my whole lifeline. He's given me everything with a capital E. So he's given me everything. That's my emotion of that. That's simcha. That's simcha. And that's the taich. That's what he's saying. That's what the Shlach Kaddish is saying. That in order, so what does that mean? If I feel totally that I'm Eved Hashem and I have nothing other than the Rabbeinu Shalom, so then I have this natural feeling of simcha. What does it mean if you don't? If you don't, that means that to a certain extent, whatever it is, right? But to a certain extent, there's an I, and I want something that I think there's a me that's independent of that, right? So then I'm not shalim with the fact, I'm not living with the realization that I'm totally bottled for the Rabbeinu Shalom. If I'm not really with the realization I'm totally bottled for the Rabbeinu Shalom, so in some things that I do, it creeps in. You don't have this, I'm thrilled to be doing something for somebody who gave me everything, because I am to a certain extent in control of things. In my mind. That's what's migareya. So that's what what does it mean when we say tachas Hashem lo yavadat Hashem elokecha b'simcha? It means like this. If you're totally bottled to the Rabbeinu Shalom, the evidence of that is the simcha. So that means this simcha emanates from the fact that all of you is bottled to the Rabbeinu. You realize that that is everything. Then there's nothing, you can't have anything other than simcha from being the recipient of all the tovus of the Rabbeinu Shalom, and being to be mekayim. This is the ratzon of the great benefactor. This is the ratzon of the Rabbeinu Shalom to be mekayim. That brings simcha. That's fulfillment. If you do that, if a person is in that level, then there's no makom for chet. There's no makom to go against the Rabbeinu Shalom, because there's nothing else other than the Rabbeinu Shalom. You're living on that plane of existence that there's nothing else other than the Rabbeinu Shalom. But if there's no simcha, what is the simcha? It's not that per se. But what is that indicative of? What's that a simen of? The fact that there's no simcha is a simen of the fact that there is not a total hisbatlus. If there's not a total hisbatlus, and there is the I in there, making my own cheshbonos that I am control, and I want, and I this, and I that, there's the Pesach for the Yetzer Hara, there's the Pesach for Chet. And once Chet has a Pesach, A leads to B, B leads to C. The going after the whole Teichacha, the Torah is telling you, what's the Nekudat HaTchala? Where does that start? Tachas HaShloi Avadat HaShem Olikecha B'Simcha. That's what the Shavua HaKadosh is saying. You weren't over the Rabbeinu Shloi B'Simcha, you're not this Zbata, totally. You left the Pesach for the Rabbeinu Shloi. Right, you left the Pesach for the Rabbeinu Shloi. Another additional Nekuda to this whole Shloi HaKadosh, it's a life I found, it's a Sefer Charedim, the Hakadomah to the Mitzvahs, Siman Dalit, Sefer Charedim, happens to be the Shlomo brings it in a different place. The Sefer Charedim writes as follows: Mitnoe kiyum hamitzvah, from the tnoim to be mekayim a mitzvah, hasimcha hagedoyla b'mitzvah, the chol, every single mitzvah, the chol mitzvah u'mitzvah shetizdamen loy, every mitzvah that comes your way. It's a matana that the Rabbeinu Shalom sent you. Ulefi roiv hasimcha yigdal schore. V'chein gilo harav achosid hamekubo mireinu harav rabitzach ashkenazi zatzal leish soy. This is all the Charedim quoting this person. Shekol ma shehisik this mekubo, who was obviously an Adam Gadol ba'oid, he said, "Kol ma shehisik sheniftechu lo shari achochma v'ruach hakodesh was all b'schar shehoya sameach basias kol mitzvah simcha gedoyla ein tachlis." And this Rabbi Yitzchak Ashkenazi said, "Va'omar dahainu d'chsev tachas Hashem lo yavadat as Hashem alikecha b'simcha u'betuf le'evav me'roiv koil." Of course, me'roiv koil. Pashtus means because of the multitude of things that the Eibishter gave you. He says, no. Me'roiv kol means your simcha has to be greater than that that it would be Meirav Kail. If you had all the money in the world, how happy would you be? Right? Your simcha has to be Meirav Kail greater than that. That's how this Rizak Ashkenazi touched it up. That it says Meirav Kail, Pirush Meirav Kail, Mikol Mine Tanugim Sheba Oilam, Mikol Zav, Upaz Rav, Vavonim Tavis, and Margolios, this is bigger. That's the degree of simcha, that's how we yisaych. So he says, so we see this yisayin of simcha and mitzvahs, and that's tachas ha-shaloi, avadatas ha-shem le-kecha, but simcha, again, it's the source of everything, the Hezber canal, but he adds to us one extra nekudah. How far does the simcha go? He says, any mitzvah, it's an interesting nekudah, any mitzvah that comes your way, you have to realize it's a matana from the Rabbi Nishalel. So he says, "Kol mitzvah shetizdamen loy doiron is a matan." Kol mitzvah shetizdamen loy doirono who the shodar lehakadosh baruch hu. It's a matan of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam sent you every mitzvah. So I kind of a while already. I was very happy to see this. He hadn't been parshas kiseitzah. He had the parsha of shiluach hakan, right? Ki karet kan tzipor lefanecha, right? So Chazal darshan from there. Ki karet prat lemezumen. Meaning, you have to chance upon it. It's not something, you can't set it up, right? You can't set it up. You do it, and then the bits are put the thing here, put this here. It can't be set up. It has to be you chance upon it. So how are they darshan? Where do you see that in the pasuk? It says, Kayikorah, that's mikra. Mikra is chance. It has to be, right, that you chance about it, pratulism. That's just the pasuk of Shatam, what Chazal are saying, right? If that were the case, How would Yikra be written with a hey at the end or an aleph at the end? With a hey. Mikra is with a hey. Well, right. Mordechai told Esther as kol asher korohu with a hey. It's with a hey. The fact is, pasuk of Kikar lefanecha katzib was written with an aleph at the end. Right? So granted, there's a creed, and Chazal understand this thing of Safko Safa is written with an aleph. Teretz says, this is this yisod. There's no such thing as mikra. In physical terms, you chanced upon it. But any mitzvah that you, quote, chanced upon, that's a kriya from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that's a call from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, munach in there, is a call from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I'm giving you the opportunity to be miskarev to me through doing this mitzvah. You have the schus through this. How do you connect to me? You don't put on my shoes, you know that. How do you connect to me? By doing this mitzvah. You have the lofty schus of connecting with me with the mitzvah. The Eibishter gave you, that's doirona, it's a matan. So, pichtiv, the decree, that's kiyikre, midarshim pratel mezumen. But the underlying yisod of anything which, quote, happens to me, happens to you, the underlying insight of that is it's a kriya from the Rabbi Nishal Olam. I'm giving you the opportunity to be miskar. Okay, so that's the idea of simcha, to appreciate that the Rabbi Nishal Olam sustained you and created you and put you here to be miskar to him, and these are the tools that he gives you to be miskar. What can make you happier than that? As long as you realize that that's what you're here for and that's what you have. The second you don't have that emotion, you're missing something. It's a greased slide. It could lead to the whole Teichach. That's the Tachas HaShalach HaVadadah. Esel HaShem HaLekech HaBesimcha. So now let's turn to Parshas Bikur, where you have at the end, right, V'samachta B'chol HaTayim. It's Parshas Bikur. Talk about it here in Parshas Bikur, and we can talk about it in the Haggadah. Zakar Rashi says, what are you coming? He got there. He was guy, I came. He bossi she'em that I'm not a kofi Teichach. So it's about HaKoros HaTayim. Okay, so if I would have thought, what's Hakaras HaTayv? Hakaras HaTayv is you come and you thank the Rabbi Shel Olam. Look, you gave me this field, right? You gave me this field. I appreciate that. And there was just enough rain. And after the work I put into it, it grew. I realized that this wheat was a matan and it's coming from the Rabbi Shel Olam. I therefore I brought the Bikur. Hakaras HaTayv. Very nice Hakaras HaTayv. What's the parsha of Mikra Bikur start with? A history lesson. Arami Yevidovi. Oh, Geschäft of Arami Yevidovi. Love on Yaakov. Throw in everything. everything from the Yerida to Mitzrayim, and the Mitzrayim, all things, all, it all comes up pretty good. What's that have to do with anything? Right. The aside here is the aside of what Hakaras HaTov is. Hakaras, first of all, Hakaras HaTov is not saying thank you. Right. The easy way to pay back a Tov is to say thank you, pay lip service and be done. That's not what Hakaras HaTov means. Hakaras HaTov means Hakaras HaTov, to recognize the Tov. Now, Hakaras HaTov is also not something which is for the person who did the Tov. Because if that were true, you wouldn't find the concept of Hakaras HaTov to a diamond. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't do the first two makas. Didn't do the first two makas because of Hakaras HaTov to the ground, to the water, 1 minute. What do they know? You don't owe them anything. Hakaras HaTov is not like that. Ultimately, what's Hakaras HaTov? This, the Eibishter gave me this. The means was this one, the means was that one. The Eibishter also doesn't need my thank you. But appreciate, bring out the enormity of the toiva that was done to you. So now, you can look at this toiva. That's Hakaras HaTov. So the more you think into it, the greater a Hakara you come to as to the greatness of the toiva that was done to you. That's the greatness of the chiyuv that you have for the Hakaras HaTov. Right? Obviously, you have to be more makir toiv. Now, we look at things in our lifespan, we look at things, how will I say, more narrow, in the minute, in the day, in the moment, whatever it is, right? We don't see the bigger picture, right? The bigger picture is in the Bria, the Eibishter put us here, the Tachlis, there's a Klal Yisrael will undergo Tzoros and the developmental thing with Yaakov and Esav, and Yaakov love on the whole thing, the whole Esav, and that's going to go with Esav, like the whole history, all for what? It's not isolated instances. And then there's the good and the bad, and then there's whatever's in the middle and all that. That's not it. It's one continuum from start to finish. We don't see it all, the whole picture. But we have to believe the whole picture, that the Eibishter is Kulei Toiv, the whole thing that's going on by us, Me'at Chala, Ad Hasof, Yitz Hashem, it's all one thing. It's all one thing. So your being in Eretz Yisrael, and your being able to bring, to have, Rabbeinu Shalom have given you the opportunity to bring Bikurim, to have this Matana. So in micro, in the small view of that, it's right. Yeah, thanks for the field, thanks for this, I appreciate the godless. God is great, wonderful. Right? But in the bigger picture of things, you have to realize, other than you're living your own life, you're part of the continuum of Klal Yisrael. There's a whole developmental process of Klal Yisrael which starts then and ends with Bias Goel Tzedek, right? And ends then. And everything that's happening here, whether we see, whether we understand, the good of everything that's happening over here is a chelek of that, is a necessary prerequisite, a component of that which is required, that which is necessary in order to get to the end. In order to get to the end. So a real hakara of the Tov involves understanding that whole thing. That's the Arameyev. That's where the whole Arameyev is. So the guy brings his korban and says, unlike Meiser, which you give to a Levi and he can eat where he wants, unlike Truma that you give to a Kain and he can eat what he wants, Bikurim I brought to the Mikdash, and there's the whole ceremony and the thing. Because the Mikdash, what's the Mikdash more than outside the Mikdash? There's nothing there other than Kedusha. Right? There's no, the outside world lends a mockum to think that there's something else. In there, it's a thing, it's a sanctuary of Kedusha. Right? Of Kedusha. You bring the Bikurim over there, saying there's nothing else other than the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, from start to finish, from Arami Eved Avi, Adias Goel Tzedek, it's all the Rabbeinu Shel Olam being mative with us. That's the ultimate Hakaras HaTov. Now, what does that mean? So what's that Hakaras HaTov realize? What is our Hakaras HaTov mechayev us to be makir, to understand? That we're here for from day one, the Eibishter wanting to be baited for us, and everything is the process. And in this, along the way, this is part of it. Right? This is part of a greater picture. What's the greater picture? There's nothing else other than the Rebbeinu Shalom, your bottle to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Right? That hargosha, that darga that you had to get to with Avos Bigur, what's the emotion that comes out from that darga? Simcha. Right? V'samachto b'chol hatoiv. That's the v'samachto b'chol hatoiv. B'chol hatoiv asher nosa l'chashem l'kach. Even more than that, toiv, what's toiv? So, you're meant to say, toiv is good. Right? Which it is. But it's more than that. In Sheshes Yimei Breishis, you call it Torah Kula, Regal Achas. In Sheshes Yimei Breishis, Vayar Alekim Kitoy, Vayar Alekim Kitoy, Vayar Alekim Kitoy. Look at the Targum, every said, dramatic Targum, Toiv is Tav. Okay. Vayar Asael, Shem Alekim, it's called Asher, also Vahine Toiv Ma'oid. So, I'll give you a preview. Ma'oid in Targum is Lachat. Okay? So what should the Targum be? Tav Lachadu. Toiv is Tav. Tav Lachadu. New word. Toiv Ma'oid. Takin Lachadu. Takin means in like takin, it's harmonious. It all works together. It's part of one harmonious thing. It's complete. That's what it means. It's complete. Tav Lachadu. It's complete. It's a whole. You have the whole thing in its totality. So by each particular thing in the Bria, it says Toiv. Yeah, each thing individually is good. But the takin, that's a separate thing. Agav, you find that one other place. Find two other places. The other place, not again. Now it also has Ezra. But also in Parshas Bereishis, Lo Toiv Heyaisa Adam Levadai. Lo Takin Heyaisa Adam Levadai. It doesn't say Lo Tav. Why? If anyone tells you it's not good to be a Bachar, don't believe it. It's good. It's fine. It could be good. It could be wonderful. But it's not Sholem. It's not complete. Lo Takin Heyaisa Adam Levadai. The simcha of shleimus, that level of shleimus, of completion, of fulfillment, that's only shaykh. When it's takin, when it's complete. That's ayne toiv ma'oid. That's what samachta b'chol ha'toiv over here means. Through your hakaras ha'toiv, the level that you come to in nikur bikurim, that you're lifnei Hashem, that it's just you and the Rabbeinu Shalom, that's complete bittul, that completion. That's v'samachta b'chol ha'toiv, with all the takin, with all the shleimus that you've seen. You've seen the shleimus of the world. You're living totally in his batnas, the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's where the v'samachta comes from. That's what comes from Bikurim. Now, it's very interesting. In the beginning of Parshas Bikurim, it's a little diuk. In the beginning of Parshas Bikurim, it says, v'lokach ha'koyen ha'tenem yodecha. The koyen takes the basket from you. V'hinichai lifnei mizbeach Hashem alikecha. So not lifnei Hashem, there's the mizbeach Hashem alikecha, the kohen takes it from you, puts it down, mizbeach Hashem alikecha. Later on, after the whole ceremony, after the whole procedure, it says, at the end of Mikra Bikurim, v'atohine hevesis reishis priyadom asher nasata li, that's the end of the whole geshaft, v'hinachtoi, and now you put down the thing, v'hinachtoi, lifnei Hashem alikecha, v'yishtach avisa lifnei Hashem alikecha. Now, where did you take it from? It was lifnei mizbeach Hashem alikecha, right? So you say, v'yinachta lifnei mizbeach Hashem alikecha. Here it changes. It says, v'yinachta lifnei Hashem alikecha. U'ma'oid, and it adds, v'yishtach avisa. Right? What changed is the aliyah. You came to the mikdash. You came to a place totally of kedusha. Being in the influence of that place of total kedusha and expressing the hakaras ha'toiv, that everything that you have, even in the outside, everything that has ever happened, is all part of something—a complete hanhog of the Rebbeinu Shalom doing toiv to Klal Yisrael. That brings out simcha. That brings you to a matzav that it's just you and the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's the pa'ula. That's the effect of the kiyum of Bikurim and Mikra Bikurim and the Sakara Satayiv. It elevates you to the matzav, it's you and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. When you came in and you put it down before the Holy Sink, it's, yeah, you give it to the Kohen and he puts it down from the eyes of the one who brought it. It's Lifnei Mizbeach Hashem Alekecha. Yeah, it's God's Mizbeach. Okay. After the whole thing. And you take it. Where do you put it now? Now, after the whole thing, it's you with the Rebbeinu Shalom. You're totally misbattled to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Now, you're living in a Lifnei Hashem Alekecha. You're living with you and the Rebbeinu Shalom. You have this Dovak in the Rebbeinu Shalom. You're Kol Kulei Bottled to the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's Lifnei. That here it's already Lifnei Hashem Alekecha, not Lifnei Mizbeach Hashem Alekecha. That's the idea over here. Now, there's a very interesting Meshech Chochma. It says, Meshech Chochma is Medayik. He doesn't say why. Just the what of it, the Meshech Chochma says, that it says 13 times in the Parsha of Bikurim, the Shem Havai. 13 times. Says the Meshech Chochma, because Al Yedei Bikurim, Me'oirim Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachmah. The 13 is not stam, nothing's mikra, right? The fact that it's 13, because al yidei that, it's this ayur, the 13, the yud gimel midah shorach. And furthermore, he says, and in Parshas Kisisa, after the Luchashnias, where the yud gimel midas b'mekorim, that's where there was gala, right, in Parshas Kisisa, what does the parsha end with? It talks about Bikurim. So you see, he just points out this kesher between Bikurim and Yud Gimel Midrash Arachman. Doesn't say what it is. Right? So a possibility, Lefi Hanal, is very simple. Yud Gimel Midrash is a bris. Yud Gimel Midrash is a bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Just as an example, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Bris Krusa L'Sholosh Midas, She'ena Chayz Rus Reka. Right? It's a bris that Kal Yisrael has the Kayach, that when they invoke these Yud Gimel Midas, it's not Shavrek. Bris, what's a bris? Bris means a sachtus, it's a kesher between two people. Right? The kesher, who is the Kal Yisrael that has that kesher? What the darga of the Kal Yisrael? When you establish the kesher of total hisbatlus to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that gives you the koyach. That gives you the koyach of Yud Gimel Midas. Now, whatever you're going to be responsible, that bris. The bris is the dveikus. A bris means dveikus in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So, if you actually bring to reality that dveikus to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, it's the same yichud that you have to have the koyach of the Yud Gimel Midas. There's another interesting aura which. It's not interesting, or it's Ramban's kasha. But when it says you bring the parsha of Bikurim, you bring Bikurim alakayin hashayir biyamech, whatever the lashon of the pasuk. So Rashi says, even if he's not like the kayanim of old, right? Even if he's not the kayanim of old, but you still bring it. Rashi says, "Ein lecha el akayin shehu biyamecha k'may shehu." The makar is a sifri. Okay. Frek the Ramban, v'loy havinoisi. I don't understand. Bishloima in Sanhedrin, when you want to come and you're coming to a dayan to paskin a shayla for you. So then it's a chiddush. I would think, you know, maybe you need Reb Kiveger. Maybe you need the dayanim, the greater dayanim of previous dayanim to paskin the shayla. Who's this guy to paskin the shayla? So then you have a chiddush. No, if in this door, this is the dayan of this door, and you have to come to this door. Then there's a chiddush of hakoyin hashayiya biyomim ahein. Well, here he's not doing anything. What's he doing? He's doing his avoid. He's taking this, putting it down. Okay, fine. What's the havamina for which you need a drasha to say that he doesn't have to be the great kohen of old? Right? The Ramban asks. V'lo yavinois. Ki be'inyin zoken. By zokin, like by zokin. Remember that there, which is where the pasuk says, "Roi loymar la shayfet asher yeh bayomim ahein." Afal pisha enay gogel v'chacham kishayftim arishayim asher hayu lefaneinu min ha'olam. Nonetheless, tzorich lishmoy aloy yiftach b'dayre kishmul b'dayre. Avol b'hakrovas abikurim lemi aviyem im loy lekayin asher yeh bayomav. Who are you going to bring it to? What's your havamin? He's doing it. Okay, I don't know. I'm not coming to answer Ramban's kasha, but just. This, what to think about Al Kalpanim? Havaz Bikurim is not stam yet, and avoided that he's doing. I saw after his Tzura Amor, the Sefer Tzura Amor, Sefer written 15th century, 16th century, it's a cotton. So he brings there the stam of the Makaras, a lot of his Makaras are in Zayars. But the Makar, there was something the Kayan said when you brought it to the Kayan. The Kayan gave him a bracha to the person who brought it. Like the Bircha, that you should be Zaycha too, whatever it is, from this Kirba to the Rabbi Shalalim. Okay, so in other words, it's not stam the kain is it. The kain is a part of this big picture of coming to the makom hakadusha of the Ashras Ashkin of the Rebbeinu Shalom, where it's kulay the Rebbeinu Shalom, it's all holy, right? And you come in and you say, all there is this impression that impresses upon you the kedusha. That's why bikurim adafka and the mikdash bikurim are not begvulim like truma and other things. Part of that picture is the kayan. If the kayan is taking it, then the kayan is giving you a bracha, right? If this whole matzav is a matzav of bittul to the Rebbeinu Shalom and Kedusha, so then the kayan who's part of this picture, part of this matzav, should be a kayan who fits in with that, right? Who also, if the kohen is some guy who like him, right, like that type of thing, maybe that takes away, that's megareya from the whole matzav, right? So that's what it does. You know, whatever the Eibishter demand should be the kohen at that time, that's good, that's fine. You still have it. That you become the pleasure. Now, and this idea of simcha, I want to finish with this idea, and it's legeia us. This whole idea, you know, of lifnei Hashem, because bikurim brings you to simcha. Why? Because it's this darg of lifnei Hashem. It's just you and the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's very appropriate. Again, everything that we read during Elul is not stamazay. It's Elul appropriate. It's also very, very. This is very Elul appropriate, because what do we say in Rosh Hashanah? What are you going to say? Imru lefonai malchias. Imru lefonai this lefonai. There's a hadgosha, right? There's a hadgosha on lefonai. That means you come to the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Rebbeinu Shalom feel that you are totally in this battle. Real. How are your tefillas? This kabbal, this guy. You come to the Rebbeinu Shalom with the feeling that there's nothing else, that you're lifnei Hashem. Where am I standing in front of Shalom? I'm standing in the Beis Medrash of Tavis Moshe. I'm standing in wherever you're davening. I'm standing. But wherever you are, it's like davening. It's bad. Like tefillah. It's a matzah of lifnei Hashem. What does lifnei Hashem mean in tefillah also? There's nothing other than, everything's all, it's closed. You're just you and the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's this matzav of lifnei Hashem that Bikurim brings us to internalize. Lifnei Hashem, imru lefanei malchus, imru lefanei zechreinus on Yom Kippur. You want to achieve tara, you want to achieve tshuva. What extra word? Say titor. Lifnei Hashem titor. The only way for titoru is if you're in a matzav of lifnei Hashem. You have to be. It has to be totally that you're just battled to the Rebbeinu Shalom. So then his end is the tshuva and kapara and tahara and the thing that he affects us. But it's lifnei. That's this idea of lifnei Hashem. Just an interesting way, Sir Veli Lupian brings. I know it wasn't the old Veli Elio's. I changed the format about 30 years ago, so I don't know where it is in the new ones. I still have the old one. But in the year Ishnas Tovshin Tezayin, Sir Veli Lupian was in America, and he said a shmuz in Lakewood. And he said the following. He said, by the Golus and the Eis Tzor LeYaakov, it says in Daniel, Perikut days. Ve'esahi yimolit amcha kol nimtzei kosev b'sefer. Who's going to survive? Kol hanimtzei kosev b'sefer. Whoever is written in the sefer. Okay. What is the sefer? So if Satya Goyen teaches there, what's the sefer? The sefer is he takes us to the end of Malachi, where it says Vayakshev Hashem Vayishma. Vaykasev v'sefer zichroi lifnei Hashem lifonov liyirei Hashem ulechayish v'shem. Whoever is written in that sefer of that they list, they did that the yirei Hashem ulechayish v'shem. Whoever is written in that sefer, they will be saved from the ultimately from the big tzor gadol at the end of the day. What's the hesper? So he explained what are the psukim before that in Malachi. It's not good to know, right? The Rebbeinu Shel Olam says like this: Chizku alayat divreichem. Your words that you, the blasphemy of what you said, right? The Amar Hashem. That's what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam says. Va'amartem, and Klal Yisrael's retort, Klal Yisrael's answer is Manit Barno Alecha. What do we say? We denied saying what? And the Eibishter tells them, Amartem Shov Avoid Elokim. You said it's shov chachman al islam to be oved alukim. Uma betza ki shomarnu mishmarta. And what was the point of being shomer the mishmeres of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? V'chi halachnu kadronis mipnei Hashem tzvokas. And then we went to blindly after the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. What's the point? That's what they're saying, right? And afterwards, they're going to come, Yir Hashem, they're going to do tshuva, and whatever, and Vayikosev b'sefer, and that's the sefer. That's those people who were zeichet to grow from that, extricate themselves from that, they're the ones that are going to be saved. There's a pellet of kakashi. You're talking to the Rebbeinu Shalom, right? The Rebbeinu Shalom is saying, you spoke blasphemy, or whatever, however you want to say it. Now, Klal Yisrael knows that the Ribbono Shel Olam knows that they did, right? And what's their answer? What do we say? What did you say? You know what you said. So if you're talking about somebody, you could just pull a fast one on him and hide it. But you're talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam over here. How's it shaykh to say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Manid Barno Alecha? HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what they said. It's not a person that you could be makhish him. They said nothing. The reality is they said nothing. And they were Mekayim Mitzvahs. But they were Mekayim Mitzvahs. A person's going to go look for a lulav. A person's going to bake matzahs. A person's going to whatever mitzvahs. A person's going. A person's walking 2 miles to shul. A person's going whatever. What's the expression on his face? Right? If he goes besimcha, it shows that you value your kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is the all-encompassing everything that I have. Right? But if you go with a lying upon him, you go with a long face, right? You go with a long face that it's ki'ilu, a burden on you. You're doing everything, all the chumras, everything in the world, but you're doing it like it's a burden on you. What's the unspoken message? Everything that it says here. The unspoken message is, I'm not shalom with all this. I'm doing it because I have to do it. I'm not shalom with all this. It's the unspoken message that they're telling you. So that's it. They were right. What do we say? And the verse says, I'm touching up your mindset to you. Your acts spoke for you. You did it without simcha. That's what it means if you don't do with simcha. The doing with simcha shows your the totality of your devotion to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the simcha. And if it, lacking that totality opens the door for Rahman al-Islam, the degrees to slide to it. That's this idea of the samachta, to learn up to taka, to be besimcha, but to be besimcha not meaning what you would normally think besimcha is, and dance around on top of cars and say mitzvah besimcha or whatever. The simcha means appreciate the opportunity that you have. The Eibishter put us here to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. The Eibishter, we are here totally because of the Ribbono Shel Olam. What gives us the kayach, and he gave us the kayach to be miskarif to him, which is the biggest hano in the world. The simcha, we should be filled with simcha. If we internalize that, we're filled with simcha. Samachta v'chol hatoiv. If you have the Yud Gimel Midas, you have Kapora, you have everything you need. Mirtz Hashem to be Zeichim B'din. Inshallah.